Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Stop number two on our SEC spring previews takes us to Fayetteville and the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record is here with us. And, you know, they say you should never say never. I would have said never to Bobby Petrino returning to Fayetteville under any capacity, let alone offensive coordinator. But there he sits. What's the mood in Fayetteville as they go into what is obviously a crucial year for Sam Pittman?
Yeah, Brian, I think there's some optimism with the Bobby Petrino hire. There's a lot of excitement at him being back just based off his success in his previous time here with the Razorbacks as the head coach. But I do think the optimism is a little bit guarded. I think people are really looking forward to seeing what the offense looks like. But I think there's a lot of people within the fan base that are a little puzzled by the decision to retain Sam Pittman at the end of the year. I understood the logic behind it. I also can't really blame the fans for being a little bit confused just based off how poorly things went last year. But inside the football facility, there definitely does seem to be some new life, some new energy with all the coaching changes, some roster turnover. And I think they're excited to play with a chip on their shoulder this year, knowing that not a lot of people are thinking much about the football team, and maybe they can go prove some people wrong.
A lot of new faces in Arkansas, and there will be one behind center as KJ Jefferson has left Arkansas after a great career there. Who's going to be the quarterback for this Razorback team? Will it be transfer, recruit? Who's the guy for them?
So the guy, all signs are pointing to it being Talen Green, who transferred in from Boise State this offseason. Jacoby Criswell is a returnee. He's been a longtime backup at North Carolina and here in Arkansas. Malachi Singleton was a true freshman last year. I think those two guys are certainly challengers in what Coach Pittman's called a quarterback competition, but Green has taken the reps with the first team. He's been, you know, kind of when people talk about Green, they're kind of talking about him already as the starter without explicitly coming out and saying it. So it looks like it's going to be him. Really tall, athletic guy, great talent. He just made a little bit too many turnovers during his time at Boise State, and that's something to watch as he transitions to SEC. But it feels like he's going to be, with his athleticism and his ability to throw the ball down the field, he will be a good fit for a Coach Petrino offense.
And then, you know, if you asked me to tell you who the top playmaker was for Arkansas a year ago, I would have to think about it. Nobody just comes to mind. And obviously the guy I might have said, Rocket Sanders, who struggled a lot last year with injury, he's gone now as well. Who are the guys that are going to be running and catching the football for this offense, and who can step up and be a potential all-SEC guy?
I think Andrew Armstrong is the guy that I'm really looking forward to. He was their best playmaker last year, but that offense was just so caught in the mud 90% of the time. Even when he was making plays, it wasn't necessarily like game-breaking moments and such. But he was consistent for them. He was KJ Jefferson's top target. He's been terrific in spring ball so far. He's going to be the number one wide receiver. And I think, you know, a lot of the issues of the offense last year came down to the offensive line, and that group is retooled, but the playmakers, a lot of them are back from last year. So I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to find out this year, like, hey, did last year's playmakers, or were they a little bit more at fault than we thought for the struggles of last year? Or if things turn around, the playmakers were just working with a very poor offensive line, and that made life difficult for everybody on the offense.
Who are some transfers coming into this Arkansas team that we should have an eye on this spring?
On offense, there's three offensive linemen that have transferred in, but I think the biggest guy, the most impactful of those is going to be Fernando Carmona. He comes in from San Jose State. He's locked down the left tackle starting job already. Coaches have loved what they've seen from him. You know, Landon Jackson, who I think was a preseason All-American by ESPN's marks a couple months ago when they did like a way too early or something. Anyway, Landon Jackson, the defensive end, said he's one of the best offensive linemen he's ever gone against in his life, game, practice, whatever. So Carmona is the guy. But I think one of the biggest transfers is going to be Xavien Story from Georgia. He was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, didn't find playing time with the Bulldogs. Arkansas has a hole at linebacker. If there's one position aside from offensive line that looks like the biggest hole, it's at linebacker. There's a lot of inexperience there. Sory's going to have to step in and be a starter from day one. And, obviously he was highly rated as a recruit, but he hasn't really shown it in the SEC just yet. So it's a mystery if he can live up to that billing.
Everybody in the SEC plays a tough schedule, but week two for Arkansas, traveling to Oklahoma State, that will probably be a top 25 team and maybe the favorite in the new look Big 12. Is that week two game going to tell us everything we need to know about Arkansas this year?
Oh, I think Brian, I would stretch it out. Weeks one through five really is kind of what I've got my eye on, because they're playing three road games in the first 5 weeks, and one of their home games isn't even in their home stadium. It's down in Little Rock to open the season. So, they're only playing one game in Fayetteville in the first 5 weeks. So, if they lose to Oklahoma State, that's probably not a good sign, but it's a road game. It's going to be, the first big time road environment for Talen Green. It's going to be a tough one. If they could somehow bounce back and, win one of those first two SEC games, Auburn, Texas A&M, and kind of, because the home schedule is really tough, but it's really exciting. I'd love to see them somehow get through that first five game stretch over 500, 3-2, maybe even 4-1. And then the excitement kind of comes back to the area. Of course, there's a huge possibility they are 2-3 coming into back-to-back home games against Tennessee and LSU. And then, man, there's going to be a lot of pressure on those home games in the SEC this year.
It's definitely a do or die year for Sam Pittman. I don't think there's any getting around that up there in Fayetteville. So, Jackson, I've done three of these interviews. You're the first one I'm going to get to call back for an opponent preview because the other two are Alabama and Auburn, and strangely enough, not on the Mississippi State schedule this year. I'm still trying to get used to all that. So, Jackson, appreciate you having you on. Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Brian. Have a good one, man.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.